Very beautiful. And they are very well trained. To keep the focus. Even in all this energy. Just 1 minute before they started, everybody was intoxicated. And then they focused. I like that. Thank you. Arigato. That is something most people have forgotten. To be focused. And you should be able to change from being totally relaxed, laughing, like a little child, to be totally focused. Bring up out the totally different energy. And that's what they playing with. And that's what is so beautiful in all the old arts in Japan. Which they never understood in the West. That how could that be a religion? Swordmanship. Kyudo.
Kyudo.
Tea ceremony. Flower arrangement. Gardening. In the West, they didn't understand. Comparable to Buddhism and to Zen, Christianity is very immature. Because in the meditation, like all the masters has realized, it is about bringing the attention into the moment. So you become like a laser. You are not diffused. Then your whole energy becomes now. And this is forgotten in the modern society. Including Japan. Because now the world has become very small. And very polluted by materialism and from America. They teaching only
McDonald's.
Money.
Wow.
So this they have forgotten. And Japan, like rest of the world, have lost their own center because you're so focused outside. And that's what meditation is all about. That's what I'm all about. to remind you to come back. So you're functioning from your own center. And this reminded me from the dancers. And that's why I said it was beautiful. Because they dance in their own world. They shouldn't take any attention what is happening around. And that is meditation. Be in the world, but undisturbed. Welcome to satsang. What's happening, honey? I have not much to say. That's why it's helpful when you ask questions. Because then I have something to talk about. Otherwise, I will be happy just to be in silence. But not everybody understands silence. Very, very few people. So you have to go through the mind, understand the workings of the mind, and your habits, to come to silence. You cannot force silence. You cannot force love. You cannot force meditation. You have to invite it. And for that invitation, you have to have a silent mind, a silent heart, and openness, that you don't want anything, you just want peace. Then it comes. Because it's always there. But you are not in touch with it. Because too much mental activity. So when the mind is silent, suddenly it's there. And then you think, wow, it's there. But it's always there. But you are not there. Very strange. This is what we have forgotten. Yes, Mr. Abe. Masaki? Hi. You are happy today? Very happy. I'm also very happy. Greetings and respect, beloved Babaji Sensei.
Babaji Sensei, haite, Babaji Sensei.
I feel extremely fortunate to be able to be in your presence. Who is a contemporary Buddha from the West? That's what I said, the times are changing. The Buddhas always came from the East. What happened? No, they come from the West. But for the Buddhas, there's no East and no West. It's no up and no down. There's no in and no out. This is only the language of the humans. Separation. Pema Devi Sensei has been traveling all over the world to meet extraordinary people. And says that Babaji is the very best. And incomparable in his love and compassion. Can you tell us how you got to be who you are? Not just from this lifetime, but also from previous life. I was told that you have reincarnated twice in Japan. First, I can tell you how I got to be who I am. By losing who I was. You have to lose yourself to find yourself. But then everybody is afraid. Because who am I? If I'm not me, who am I? That's why all the master says to be fearless. You have to face yourself. Otherwise, you will never find who you really are. So I cannot tell what happened because it's beyond any explanation or reason. It's beyond words. But it happens. How it happens is a mystery. There's not a highway. It's a very narrow path. Just like the Zen master says. Like walking on a razor's edge, on a knife edge.
細いところをもう本当に、レーザーのようなところを歩くということです。
And what does it mean to walk on the knife edge?
そういうところレーザーズエッジを歩くということはどういうことなんでしょうか。
You have to be totally in the moment.
今ここにいることだけです。
Just the one thought
一つ思考すると
And you will fall.
もう落っこってしまう。
But if your awareness is total, which is what enlightenment is all about, then it's easy. In the beginning, it's very difficult. It's like when you are.I don't know how it is in Japan. I think you behave much better than in the West. But if people drink, and then they drive car, and then the police have suspicion, then they stop you. Ta-ta-ta, come out.And you have to walk on this line.
Huh?
You have to walk on the line. To see if you are clear. So, for the Buddhas, everybody is intoxicated. They don't understand.Why don't you walk straight? You walk bam into a tree. You fall into a ditch. You hurt yourself. You hurt others. And then you wonder, why did this happen? How did it happen? Because you are drunk.That means you are ignorant, you are lost in your thinking. You have to regain your own power. Then you walk straight. So in the beginning it's very difficult. Because you've been used to going like this.Everybody is. And most people stay like that their whole life. They don't know what they're doing. Stumbling around in darkness. And then a few, they start seeking. It must be more to life.Than this round and round. Or maybe some old memory that everybody has deep inside. That there is a place of clarity, of light.And so the searching starts. Till one day, if you are very, very lucky, there is no more darkness left. No more drunkenness left. Then you walk on the knife edge.And I tell you a secret that you can even dance on it. No Zen master said that I'm the first one. So, Can you tell us how you got to be who you are?
いかにして今のようになられたのか?
That is a mystery.
それはミステリーです。
And everybody who wakes up must have had many lives.Everybody have past lives. And to wake up, you have to come to a certain stage in evolution. Which most of you are, that you start getting interested. Because look at society.They are not interested. They are interested in making more money, finding a nice husband who will soon leave you. And so it goes. The old story. And nothing wrong with it.But don't take it serious. Don't take it serious. Because everything comes and goes. Have fun. Relax. Even the geisha girls are relaxing now.
Geisha girls are more
relaxed. The whole life is like a role. Many roles. So when these beautiful geisha girls go home,They relax. They take off the costume. That's how it should be for everybody. Do whatever you are doing, but don't take it serious. You are much more.It's just an act. And you should act as beautiful as you can. Make life more beautiful. But it's much more than the physical. I have a very strong connection with Japan. I have it many places. And only the East. Because the East has been much more rich than the West.I'm talking about inner richness. That is what is richness for me. No, I was born in Norway. It's a very rich country like Japan.And the whole country is just half the population of Tokyo. And we have too much oil. Too much money. But no richness inside. But I never felt home there. But it's a very good passport to have. So maybe that's why I got born there. Because I can travel freely everywhere. We have peace with everybody. But I feel much more at home in Japan. And in India. And in Thailand. Many places. So the West are getting very frustrated. Like Japan, because we have everything, but it didn't fulfill our dreams. So it has to become a new revolution now, which is happening in America and Europe. That people want to learn about meditation. And we should have rich life outside and inside. So I hope that's how it will go. Otherwise, it's so easy to get lost outside. But you will never be happy. You will only be happy with the real. And what is the real? That which is there always. That means no thing. You have to find something beyond all form. And that is your own being. Are we having fun now? So this was meant to happen. Now was the right time. No, Pema Devi, one of my lovers and disciples.
Pema Devi is my friend and
disciple. She went through a hard cleanse in her life. Husband and houses and everything go. Which is part of the cleaning. Then I could go. Then she doesn't need to carry the past. So life works in mysterious ways. Sometimes you think it's a misfortune. You get sick. You lose your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend.
夫を亡くしたり、ガールフレンド、ボーイフレンドを失ったり。
But look now what happened.
でも今何が起こっているでしょうか。
Always be open.
常にオープンでいてください。
It is something that knows much better than your little head.
あなたのちっちゃな頭で考えずに。
Trust life.
人生を信頼してください。生を信頼してください。
Baba says many times, get out of your own way.
ババジはいつも言います。自分で自分を邪魔しないようにしてください。
Because it's only yourself
なぜならあなたが
that is holding you back.
邪魔してるんです、自分自身を。
Nobody can hold you back.
誰もあなたを邪魔することはできません。
So I'm very happy to be back. I feel totally at home in Japan.
帰ってこれてとても嬉しいです。日本にいると本当にうちに戻ってきたような感じです。
And Japan has given me so much joy in the past.
過去世においてたくさんの喜びを私に日本は私に与えてくれました。
That I'm very happy.
だから私はとてもハッピーです。
To come back and share my joy.
ここに戻ってきてそして私の喜びを皆さんと分かち合うことができてとても幸せです。
Can you tell us what it was like to meet your own guru?
あなたの先生に会った時のこと、その体験を。
And be around him.This is Masaki's question.
Masaki-san の質問です。
It's very hard sometimes for me to talk about my own master.
自分のマスター、大使のことを話すのは大変難しい。
Because it's the how can you talk about that with words? It's too big. It's too vast. That's what the guru is.And the guru is there to trigger that vastness in you.
そしてグルというのはあなたの中のその偉大さ、巨大さに刺激を与える存在なんです。
So you also become silent.
あなたも静かになる。
And you had some good taste of that.
で、あなたはもうそういう静けさを味わったことがあります。
What happened with you when you met me?What happened, Masaki? Masaki.
My heart vibrates.
My heart vibrates. Open with vibration.
Then it will explode. And after the explosion, the silence.I didn't know about my master when I first went to India. I didn't know that there was anything like a guru. I wasn't seeking anything. I was just wild.
I was wild.
And I had a strong pull to the Himalayas. I had to go to the Himalayas. And then, when it started snowing in the Himalayas, then I went south in India. Then I met some disciples of Osho. And they felt me. And they said, Osho is waiting for you. He is looking for these people like you. But I lived in nature. And I loved it. Just a free spirit. No roof. Under the stars. With the snakes and the scorpions. You have to face your fear every night when you go to bed. Is the snake coming tonight? But this is great. Great training. And after a few months, then you become one with the nature. In the beginning, you feel like a stranger. Like you don't belong there. As time goes, you become more and more at home. You live there. And then the animals accept you. You belong there. And that's a beautiful feeling. Then there's no more fear. You're not an outsider. And that's how it is with many things in life. You have to go beyond your comfort zone. Explore the new. Then you become friends with the new. And the new accepts you. Then you feel at home. I belong here. So when I at last, because we could sit there for a week, I could talk about just this question for a whole week. How I met my master. But in the beginning, I resisted. I knew it was something. But I liked so much to live in the nature. It's a certain free feeling. But then I had to give up. Because the pull was too deep. Too ancient. And when I came to my master, I realized this is much better to have a guru. Than to live alone in nature. Because you need somebody who takes you beyond your mind. That's the danger of being alone. You can still carry your old mind. your old conditioning.
古い、条件付けがそのままです。
But the master, he sees.
マスターは見ます。見通します。
Where you cannot see yet.
まだあなたが見えないところを見ます。
And that help is priceless.
そしてその助けは本当に貴重なものです。
If you want to be free.
自由になりたければ。
And the master talks to you.
マスターがあなたに実際に話しかけてくれる。
The mountain doesn't talk.
山は話しかけてくれません。
And the master is just like a mountain.
で、マスターっていうのは山みたいなもんです。
And it talks.
で、山が喋るみたいなもんです。
It's great.And when I first met my master physically, and got initiated, then he said, you don't need to travel anymore. Just stay here. And I said, yes. And it felt like coming inTo a house from a snowstorm.
ちょうど雪の中から、雪の嵐の中から家に入ってきたみたいな感じでした。
Like I had been lost for lifetimes in a snowstorm.
この雪の嵐の中で何千も何千も失う自分を見失っていたとそういう感じでした。
And then you found your way into.A house where the fire was going.
そして、うちの中に入ってそこには火が灯されていました。
And you felt safe.
で、安心感を感じました。
Protected.
守られているという感じです。
Loved.
愛されているという感じです。
That's how it felt.
そういう気持ちでした。
He said, stay.I said yes.
私はイエスと言いました。
And I had been with my master before.
私のマスターと過去世でも一緒だったんです。
In Tibet.
チベットで。
And this happened maybe after 2 years.
2年後のことですが。
I became one of his lifeguard.
私は彼のボディーガードにな
りました
。Like a samurai. サムライのように。
Which I know from my past.
もちろん私の過去世ではサムライだったので、覚えてるんです。
So, I was physically close to him.
で、ボディーガードなわけですから、彼のそばにいつもいることができました。
And I was always sitting in front of him.In case some crazy people would come.
Crazy な人が来た時?
Because the world is full of crazy people.
世の中は本当に狂ってる人が多いんです。Crazy な人が多いんです。
Who doesn't like the truth?
真実が嫌いな人が多いんです。
Who doesn't like the light?
光が嫌いな人が多いんです。
And when I was sitting there,
そこに座っていると、
Again and again, I went back to that life hundreds of years ago.
何百年前の過去世に戻りました。
Where we had been in this cave in Tibet.
チベットの洞窟の中にいた時代のこと。
And I felt enlightenment could happen in that moment.
悟りがその瞬間に起こるのではない。
But if that had happened,
でもその時それが起こってしまったならば、
it would be so strong that I would leave the body.
あまりにも悟りが強すぎるために私はその時もし悟っていたならば、肉体を去っていたであろうということが感じられました。
Because the body wasn't prepared for it.
なぜなら私の肉体は悟りの準備ができていなかったんです。
And that can happen in enlightenment.Because it's so strong, it's strong stuff.
よくそういうことはよく起こるんです。サトリというのはあまりにも強いから、体が浄化されて準備できてない人は 生き続けることができないで、その瞬間に死んでしまうということが起こります。
That's why it's so valuable, so important that you are with the master and study.
そういう理由でマスターと勉強して長いことあなたが悟りを得ても死なないでいいようにする必要が浄化する必要があるわけです。
And you have more and more insights, more and more understanding.
そしてより理解が深まっていく。
And you get satoris.
そしてあなた悟りの体験、垣間見る体験も起こってくる。
Which in a way is preparing the system.
で、垣間見る体験というのも、そのあなたの肉体を悟りに向けて受け入れられるように準備するために。
It's preparing the physical body.
肉体を準備するわけです。悟りを垣間見ることによって。
To handle that voltage.
ものすごいボルテージになるわけですね、悟ると。
Otherwise, you will fry up.
だからあなたの体が浄化されてないと。
So then I decided, no, I will not go in that door. And then it took 12 years after that. Till something happened. Or this shift happened. But then I was prepared.But when it happens, you don't know that it's that.
でもそれが実際に起きるとあなたは、あ、これは悟りだとか、私は悟ったとか、そういうことは分かりません。
Because it's too new.
なぜならそれは新しいことだからです。
And whatever you have read or heard or taught,
聞いたとか、悟りってこういうものかなと思ってたものすべてが、
is not like that.
そういうものじゃないんです。
It's just very, very simple.
とっても簡単なことなんです。
A realization
気づき
that everything is just as it should be.
それは今起こっていることのすべてがあるがまま、これでいいんだという、そういう感覚なんです。
And you are part of that harmony.
そしてあなたはその調和の中の一部で。
And everything becomes so peaceful.
そして全てが静かで平和になる。
So ordinary.
当たり前に静かで。
So relaxed.
リラックスして。
So beautiful.
美しくて。
There is no more struggle.
もう闘争がなくなる、戦いがなくなる。
The mind cannot do any acrobatics.
もうマインドはアクロバティックをすることができない。
It's far away.
どっか遠いところにマインドが行ってしまう。
Like a monkey down far down in the valley.
お猿さんがね、谷間の下の方にいるみたいな感じ。
And you're sitting on top of a mountain.
あなたは山の上に座っています。
And you sit there and you laugh about your own mind.
で、自分のと、あれでお猿さんを見て自分のマインドを笑っている。
It is there.But you are not identified.
でもそれと同一視してない。マインドと同一視してない。
And that's the whole difference.
それが違いなんです。
When Buddha says life is a suffering,
お釈迦様が人生は苦である、一切皆苦である。
He means when you are identified with the mind.
マインドとあなたが同一視しているとき、人生は
which is your ego.
あなたのエゴとあなたのマインドと同一視
Which creates the separation.
そして、分離が起きる。一体感から分離が起きる。マインドが分離を作る。
Me, 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 me.
私、私、私。
All my problems.
私の問題。
So when that is gone.
で、それがマインドが行ってしまうと、遠くになってしまうと。
There's no more problem.
問題はなくなる。
Everything look, you look the same.But inside, everything is changed. Like all the wires is changed. And you look at the world in a new way. So easy. But so difficult. Then Masaki asked, was there any interesting episode? No interesting episode. How did he help you to lose your ego? That is another thing that is very mysterious. To be with the master. Because the master doesn't do anything. But things happen. And more happens, the more open you are. The more thirsty you are. The more longing you are. If you are closed, you can sit with the Buddha or Jesus your whole life. Nothing will happen. And if you are open, receptive, it can happen very quick. That is very individual. Where you are in your own evolution. So, you could say, which I say also, that the master did everything. Without the master, you wouldn't get it. But in another way, he didn't do anything. It's some kind of alchemy that happens. Because the master will challenge you. Not in a violent way. But he is challenging your own intelligence, your own heart. That you have to go beyond your normal world. He is a proof that it is more. More than the ordinary. Which you have forgotten. So the more ready you are, the more that ignition will happen. So somebody maybe just have a spark. And somebody else might be in full flames. It is very individual. So the master, he helped. But you have to walk yourself. He just proved that it can happen. And his help is priceless. Because again and again he will remind you. Don't stop.
止まってそこで止まってはいけない。
Go on.
先に行きなさい。
Don't get stuck.
滞ってはいけない。停滞しないでください。
It's much more.
It's もっとあるんだ。
And he will tickle you.
そしたらあなたをくすぐってみたり。
He will hit you.
打ってみたり。
He will kick you.
お尻を蹴飛ばしてみたり。
He will kiss you.
キスをしてみたり。
All this I'm doing.
私はいろんな方法を使います。
Whatever can help.
何でも助けになることをやります。
To wake you up, to shock you a little.
あなたにショックを与えるために。
That's why every master is unique.
すべてのマスターはそれぞれみんなユニークです。
It's not like the religions.
宗教ではない。
That you have to be just like a Buddha.
Buddha のようにいつも真似して瞑想してなくてはいけないということではありません。
No, that was 2,500 years ago.
あれは2500年前でした。
You have to catch up.
現代的なやり方があるんです。
You have to bring it into your life now.
あなたの今の人生に持ってこなくてはいけない。
And that is very difficult.To be in the world, to function in society.
社会の中で機能して生きていくということ、これは難しい。
And still be in touch with your center.
そして自分のセンターを失わずにこの世で生きていくということは非常に難しいこと。
That's what I'm showing people.
で、私はそれを皆さんに見せようとしています。
It's possible.
可能である。
You don't need to escape anywhere.I can sit on Mount Everest, Mount Kailash, and I can talk on the street level. Whatever you understand.
分かるように私はお話ししますが得意です。
I will try to go there.
私は降りて行って皆さんのレベルで皆さんが分かるようにお話しするのが私の得意な。
If it can help you.
もし皆さんの役に立つんだったらば高いところにいるだけじゃなくて降りてきて皆さんに合わせて導くことができます。
That's what the master, a real master is.
本当のマスターというのは上にいるだけではなくて下に降りてきて導くことができるということです。
I have seen so many so-called masters and gurus in my life.
私は世界中でたくさんのグルとかマスターと言われる人に会ってきました。
And especially in India.
特にインドでは。
And many people come from the West.
西洋からインドにやってきて。
And they are sitting with these gurus.
グルと
And they are as stupid as ever.
で、座ってるんだけども、相変わらず、バカである。
Nothing happens.
何も起こらず。
Because that guru, he doesn't have the experience to talk to them.
なぜかというと、グルは高いところに行って、その人のところに降りてきて、その人の言葉で話してあげないから、そばに座ってて気持ちいいかもしれないけれども、何も起こらない。そういうことを。たくさん私はインドで見てきました。
Then maybe he gives you a mantra.
多分グルはあなたにマントラをあげて。
Or put some flowers to Shiva or Hanuman.
お花をシヴァとかハヌマンにあげて。
But nothing will happen out of that.
でもそこから何も起こらない。
No transformation will happen.
変革が起こらない。
Maybe you feel good.
もしかしたら気持ちはいいかもしれないけども、変革が起こらない。
But it won't transform you.
あなたの変革が起こらなければそういうグルは役に立たない。
And I know people who've been sitting for 30 years like that doing mantras.
30年間そういうグルのそばに座ってる人たちをインドで見てきました。
It's not so easy.
だから簡単ではありません。
You have to look at yourself.
自分を見て変革しなくてはいけないんです。
That is what is hard.
それが難しい。 そばにいて気持ちいいだけは簡単。だけど自分を見て変革する、これが難しい。
You have to change yourself.
自分自身を変えなくてはいけない。これが難しい。
Which is almost impossible.
これは不可能です、はっきり言って。
And that's where the master comes in.
そこでマスターが助けようとするわけです。
To help you lose your ego.He makes it possible. Because he creates that flame in you. And remember, whatever your attention is to,Your devotion, your love, that's what you become. So if it is money, maybe you get a lot of money. If it is power, you get power. If it is meditation, it's meditation. And the master, the guru, goes beyond meditation. It's life itself. So the more you fall in tune with the master, the easier it is to be in the flow.Because it is in you. But you have forgotten. Then you need the outside master. To remind you. That's why they say the master is a mirror. Then again and again. He has to remind you.Because you forget. And it's very easy to give up. Remember, it's much easier to go down unconscious than to go up.And many times on the journey, you will come to, you will like to give up. That's why they say you have to trust the master more than you trust yourself. Then everything is possible. Which I am a proof of. Because the master doesn't want anything from you.You are the one who needs help. In fact, the master would be more happy if he'd just be alone. That is compassion. So that is how the master can help you lose your ego.And that's why Pema Devi is saying that Babaji-san is incomparable in love and compassion. Because that's what she has felt. She creates that compassion in you. So you need the outside master to bring you back to your own master. Which is your own being. But you have forgotten. So then the guru comes and say, go in. Come back. And then you feel very happy and you get happy. Because you know it's the truth. Maybe your mind doesn't want to listen. But your heart feels it. And that's the fight between the head to the heart. You have to learn to function more from the heart. Doubt the head. Trust the heart. Because that is what will show you the way back home. But all the modern societies has trained the heart, the head. Education, study, school, rules. And we have forgotten the heart. Peep, 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 peep. No, you have to make the heart into a lion. Not the mouse. No. In Zen, they call it the lion's roar.
Zen では、
The lion's roar. That is that you reclaim your own being. You're coming back. You don't take any more bullshit. Enough. Wow! Like that. Okay. I don't know what it is here with you. I just feel so at home. Maybe I am coming home. In my physically old country. I don't belong to any country. I'm just living on planet Earth.
しこの惑星に住んでいるだけです。
Where's Mio?
Mio san wa irasshaimasu ka? Hai, hai, ushiro no
hou. Hey, Mio. Dear Babaji sensei.
Babaji sensei.
Thank you for this great opportunity to be in your presence.
Anata to oai dekiru koto daihen ureshiku omoimasu.
My father is tied to bed. And my mother suffers from Alzheimer's disease. They are too old and too sick to read spiritual books or do any spiritual sadhana. Still, I hope to be able to help them. Is there anything I can do to help? Respectfully, Mio. The best way to help them is to find the love and the peace in yourself. You should focus on that. Because otherwise, for generations, we get stuck in this parents, children, children, parents. Only you can find yourself. And if people doesn't have the spirituality in them, then don't expect them to get interested when they get old. It's too late. Like, give them a new chance. If they feel something from you, that you are at peace, that you are happy, because you are working on yourself, you're meditating, then maybe you can plant that seed in them. That interest for meditation. And that will be in them when they come back. I was with my father when he left the body. And he was never interested in meditation. But when I was there on his deathbed, the last days, and we got a beautiful connection, because that takes everything away. So people get very real. All the nonsense that was so important in your life is gone. So then I talked to him about meditation, and he felt more than I talked. My presence gave such a peace in the house, and the whole family was so peaceful. And he started asking about meditation. And I know that was his last interest. So when he comes back, then he will start. That is the best to give them. Not if they live one more year. The body is finished. Relax. So the best thing always that you change, become more loving, more beautiful, more peaceful, and then people will sense that. That's the best you can do for anybody. If it is your parents, your children, or your friends, or for your whole society. Because some people who is ready, they will ask you. What is happening? You're becoming more and more peaceful. What are you doing? And then you can share that I do this and this. Or I have this crazy master. And if they are crazy like you, little wild, take some chances, that will maybe start them. You have to be a little wild on this path. Because you're going outside the masses. Society all over the world, they are like sheep. They all go together. And where are they going? Nobody asks. They just go. Because everybody else is going. Nobody asks questions. Is this intelligent? Where are we really going? Is this necessary? So don't be a sheep. I will train you to become lions. That doesn't mean you need to do anything or upset anybody. You just feel that strength in your own being. Then they play the games that society have. But it's just a game. Don't be a slave to it. No human should be slave. Should be lions. And remember, lions are like big cats. They are very gentle. Just the pussycat. They only hunt when they are hungry. When they are not hungry, relax.
Relax.
Where's Keiko?
Keiko-san missed the train and couldn't come.
She missed the train.
So he missed the train and she couldn't come. That was the message.
It's easy to miss the train. And where is Norie and Nishiyosawa? Thank you for coming to Japan. Is this my pleasure? This is just the beginning. Who said that? It just came. So, Nori.
Norie. Nishisawa.
I have two questions, one about fear and another about attachment. I was walking in a relaxed manner and suddenly surprised by the sound of a fish jumping in the pond. I lost my relaxation and the fear arose for a while. From this came the following question. When you are totally liberated, do you become free from any fear whatsoever? How about reflex? Or instinct to avoid the danger?
そういうのはどうなるんでしょうか。
Is that fear?
それは恐れでしょうか?
First,
まず最初に、
this totally liberated,
完全に解脱した。
I don't like so much.
という表現はあまり好きではありません。
Isn't liberation enough in itself?
もう解脱だけで十分ではありませんか、最終解脱。
What is totally liberated?
完全に解脱したとか、最終解脱とかいう言葉がありますが、解脱だけで十分ではありませんか。
Isn't liberation enough?
解脱すればいいんじゃないですか、最終がなくても解脱すればいい。
It's like saying, I want total love. Isn't love enough? I want total peace. Isn't peace enough?It's just an idea. So, when you become liberated, do you become free from any fear whatsoever? How about reflex or instinct to avoid the danger?Is that fear? I would say, Babaji talks a lot about just being ordinary, normal human being. No big fuss. Just an ordinary human being.But an ordinary human being is somebody who is totally clean. Everything is functioning harmoniously. And in the society today, people are not normal. What is normal is not normal.Just to make it clear, is abnormal. To be normal is to be different today. I'm very normal. But people don't know where to fit me in.It's like that. So, when you are liberated, you become free. But to have free from any fear whatsoever, that I think only a machine could be.Don't try to be superwoman. Because a machine doesn't have any feelings. So it's fearless. They're sending the robots into war. The humans will have fear.Even the samurai, had fear. But what I mean with being fearless is that you do it in spite of your fear. You are not a slave of your fear.You feel fear, but you compose yourself. And you do what you need to do. Then you can train yourself. So what I call fear and what the Buddhas call fear is unnecessary fear. Which comes from your mind. From your ego. You have fear. It's dark. Maybe I meet a snake. Maybe somebody come and rob me. Maybe an alien come. Who knows? It's so many fears. I'm afraid I don't get enough money. I will lose my work. It's thousands and thousands of fears in people's heads. And fear is destroying your life. And the whole society is built on fear. To put fear into you. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of not making it. Fear of not fitting in. Of being a good child. Student. Parent. Fear about religion. Fear about dying. Fear, 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 fear. And you shrink. This is what I call unnatural fear. This is ego fear. It's you, me, 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 me. So, when you become more and more conscious, you come more and more back to yourself. You are not so much a slave to your mind, to your ego. Then less and less fear. Till you become liberated. Then there is no fear. I have no fear. But if somebody comes with a sword, I will respond. I will maybe be afraid. But that is a reflex. It's a reflex that needed in that moment. That you don't know. But if the mind is there, then maybe you become like this. You lose your head. So, to be clear, without any burden of the mind or fear, then you respond as you should respond to any given situation. Whatever is natural. That's why you cannot have any ideas. Including spiritual ideas. That, oh, I shouldn't be fearless. And then the snake come and bite you. And you die. Then it's better, you move a little bit. Let the snake go.
Yeah.
You understand?
わかりますか?
It's like you are not wasting any unnecessary energy.
無駄なエネルギーを使わないということです。
No anger, no fear,
怒りとか恐れとか
no jealousy, no comparison.
嫉妬とか比較とか
All of these that all the Buddhas have said that will destroy you.They will make you dark. Because you're always occupied with that. Worry, fear, comparison, anger, jealousy, all these things, emotions, feelings, thoughts. So the more and more conscious you become,
より意識的になると
the less those feelings have a grip on you.
そういう感情があなたをこう掴むことがだんだんできなくなります。
Till you become liberated.
で、そういうふうにやってるうちに下脱が起きます。
Liberation means that you realize that you are not the physical body, you are not the mind.If you realize that, then fear has no grip on you.
それが分かれば、恐れはもうあなたを締め付けることができない。
But this is many times a confusion for the spiritual seeker.
でも、ここで多くのスピリチュアルな探求者は混乱しているようです。
Because fear will still be there, anger will still be there.
怒りもあるし、怒りもあるし、恐れもあるわけ。
If it's needed.
必要ならばそこにある。
Hmm?
必要ならばそこにある。
When the Zen master throws the disciple out the window,
禅の先生がね、訪ねてきた人をね、お弟子さんを窓から掘り投げたという話もありますね。
Or slaps him.
あるいは打つと、顔を引っ張るということがあります。
He's not angry.
彼は別に怒ってるわけではない。
Maybe he even plays angry.
もしかしたら怒ってるふりすらするかもしれません、先生はね。
But it's maybe the only thing, the only language the disciple understand.
だけどこれ以上もう何もやることがない。マスターはこの人引っ張ったく以外にも方法はないと。愛はうまくいかないから引っ張ったくしかないっていう時引っ張ったくんです。
It's like that.
そういう感じです。
So only a machine doesn't have any fear.Or any feelings.
感情もないわけです。
As long as you are in the physical body,
肉体を持っている限りは、
all these things will be there.
あります、そういうものはね。
But they won't harass you.
でもそれによってあなたが悩むことはないということです。
They will function very harmoniously.
そういうものがあっても、その場で最も調和の取れた動きができるということです。
If your child dies,
あなたの子供が死んだならば、
even for an enlightened being,
悟った人にとって、
you will feel pain.
痛みがあります。
But that is natural.
それは当然自然なことです。
But you won't hold on to it.
でもそれにしがみついて自分の人生をめちゃめちゃに
して。That feeling will come and it will go.
その感情は出てきて、そして消えていきます。
For the ignorant person,They maybe hold on to that feeling.
その感じにしがみつきます。
You understand?
わかりますね。
Suffering unnecessary.
無意味な苦しみがなくなるということです。
Oh, my wife left me.
私の妻が去ってしまった。
My husband left me.
夫が去ってしまった。で、自分のことを言えない。
20 years later.
20年後。
Move on.Like that. So, I know very well the spirit of the samurai. And to take them as an example, because I think we are in Japan.
Japan.
they met and have sword fight, no? So they say if two of the best sword persons, that means enlightened swordsman, like a Musashi. Which is the peak of meditation? You are totally in the moment. And if both are on that level, then they both will stand there. But nobody will start. Because both are just ready. But why start? And you see that in the other, you are ready. You are even ready to die. But there is no fear. Then how can you start? So the one in less consciousness, he is the one who starts. You understand? Because he gets afraid. So then in that moment, out of fear for his own life, he attack. Then the Musashi is just finished. Surgical. Like surgical. Because he's totally relaxed. There's nothing he has to prove. There is no anger. He is responding to the situation. Then it's beautiful. Out of anger is ugly. Out of power is ugly. Out of competition is ugly. But this is just like Krishna talk about in the Bhagavad Gita. That you have to be able to do whatever you have to do. Just don't be personally involved in it. Surrender to God. Like service. So if that is needed, do it. But there is no personal involvement. And if there is no personal involvement, there is no karma. Like that. So you just jump when the fish comes or the snake comes. It's totally normal. Number two, I have always thought that I have to let go of attachment and hatred and become neutral. So I was surprised to read Osho saying that attachment is good.
Well, different words about attachment in Japanese, but in English there's only attachment. So, attachment.
So she was surprised to read Osho saying that attachment is good?
Attachment is, yes. I think she read, enjoy attachment, right? Enjoy your attachment.
Mm-hmm. That we should enjoy our attachment, question mark. That is what you ask.
How is it for you?
Can you please talk about your experience of attachment? Do you enjoy them? It's a big difference from you and from an Osho. So this is the problem. That when the enlightened ones talk, they use the same language as we all do. But the meaning may be totally different. So, I don't know, I never heard Osho say that attachment is good. But maybe he mentioned it in some kind of connection. But I know, like all the enlightened ones know, that attachment is no good. Is no good on the spiritual journey. But this is the trick, where it becomes more difficult when you talk about this. Because when you are liberated, or for an Osho, then you can enjoy everything. Because he knows. He knows himself. I enjoy everything. The enlightened ones can enjoy more than anybody. Because they are so much in the moment. And they can also suffer more. If there is pain. Because they sense everything. But it's very clear that if you are identified with your ego, which almost everybody is, then attachment is suffering. That Buddha said, and Osho said, and Ramana said, and Jesus said, and I said, everybody says. Because you are separated. Is my pain, my attachment. I want something. So then, you can want an apple. It's a thing. But to do that with the person, for example, is my wife. That's no good. But in society, it's accepted. It's normal. But the wife is not the thing. It's a divine being. But people have forgotten. Everybody is a divine being. So how can you own anything? You have to love, you have to share, you have to be friendly. But that is later on the journey. If you are into attachment, then it's pain. And that's how people are. In fact, if you are separated from the whole, which is what the ego is, then everything can be painful. Because it's mine. My car. My wife. Somebody stole my shoes. Oh, I bought them in Paris. Everything can be painful. Because you take yourself very seriously. So, on that level, attachment is very bad. But on the other side of the scale, where you have learned in life, either by living experience because you have become older, or meditation, that you have realized yourself, that I am not that person. I am not that body. I'm not that story that is called Nori. I'm free. My inside is free. Then you can have attachment. But then again, is that attachment? You will be attached because you will have things you love. But you also have an understanding that everything will pass. And the amazing thing is that it won't be less enjoyment. It will be more. Because you are more total. If you are full of fear, afraid of attachment to, oh, I will lose something, then you will always think about the future. And you will miss the moment. And this is where we are enjoying. So the enlightened one, he enjoys tremendously. Because he's in the moment. And what an ordinary people call enjoying is ridiculous compared to that. Because there's no fear. And he knows that we have to enjoy the moment. Because maybe next moment is gone. So let's enjoy totally. You see, many religions, and especially in the West, they become more life negative. Like you're afraid. But the real religion, you become more alive. It's not to become a machine. It's to become more alive. You use everything at the maximum. Your intelligence, your feelings, your art, your creativity. It can go into a thousand different ways. You just enjoy. So, yes, I even enjoy my attachment. I enjoy everything. But it's not really attachment because I know it, everything will go. And there is no fear. Because you know. You have to be stupid to have fear. But everybody is stupid. So they have fear. For the enlightened one, it's almost like you say, oh, I'm afraid when the sun goes down. It should be sun all the time. But maybe the sun goes down. Then it will be dark. And I will be afraid. But if you know the sun, you relax. It's not in your hands. And that brings me back to that enlightenment. It's just a realization that everything is fine. Everything is as it should be. That is the deep insight. And if you can live like that, it's nothing to do. It's nothing to become. It's nothing to fight for. You can just enjoy your life. Relax. Then all that energy that has been spent for worrying or fear or problems will become available to enjoy life or meditate and be happy and grateful. And that's what I'm here to remind you of. It's all available. Think. I don't really want to go. But I'm tired. So I will have to, because I just follow order. I have also people take care of me. But if anybody have the opportunity, you're invited to come tomorrow. Because I felt once is too little. And I just love you.
Thank you.